has purchased it at a very high price, and he has lent it for your stay. These glasses are bulletproof. This is a Lincoln Continental, Ford Company.
Why stop?
Is there a light?
Without car? Nixon's home.
He has in Florida, Key Biscayne. He had two homes, one in Florida, one in California. But now he's staying in Florida. Recently he went to New York and testified before our committee. It's the first time that he has spoken publicly since this.
What is that going to do?
They were investigating the Watergate.
He had to visit himself?
Yes. It's the first time any ex-chief executive has ever testified.
So he's not out of danger.
Well, they're still investigating the whole thing.
But I heard that he made a condition that he'll no more be bothered. On this condition, he agreed to resign. India, this trouble is dissension between Indira Gandhi and Jayaprakash Narayan. So that Jayaprakash Narayan is fasting, I've heard.
The gentleman said, the doctor said, he's 79 years of age.
79?
Yes. Oh. Is there any danger to us from her arresting so many people?
No.
Now she has clearly indicated that she is like a dictator. Otherwise, how could she arrest?
Both of them are in distress condition. I'm thinking of writing them for Bhagavad Gita. Do you think it is advisable? They can.
I think Nixon would be more inclined.
Huh?
I think Nixon would be more inclined to read it than Mrs. Gandhi. Because she already has rejected Hindu culture.
Who?
Gandhi.
Huh?
I mean, she always turns towards the Muslims more.
No, she has a guru.
Mm.
And she's going occasionally to Anandamayi.
That guru has spoken highly of our movement. In Germany, there was an interview of him in one German magazine.
Mm.
And he was asked about all different types of groups.
Mm.
And most of the groups he criticized.
Mm.
But our group, he gave his recommendation.
Mm.
The Hare Krishna movement.
What did he say?
I don't remember exactly, but he stressed the importance of chanting of the Maha Mantra. He said it is an important means for God realization. And by doing this, one can achieve love of God. And they are spreading this all over the world.
So what do you think? So like, right? I have made a draft of letter this night. Mm. So you come and see. Let us take a chance. We want actually good for everyone. And this is the only reason. Hare Krishna. For any problem. For the Kaduki, people are suffering. If her guru has a mind like that, then she may take some attention. then it appears that Guru is, to some extent, nice.
Yes.
She gave interview to our man.
I saw her twice.
Oh, you saw? How did he talk?
She was very respectful. And she wished our movement well. She said that she had difficulty to take an active part because then she would have to take an active part in all such movements. Mm,
that is the deal. She said frankly.
Yes. Because we asked her to attend the cornerstone ceremony at Mayapur.
So, shall we take a chance?
I think it might be nice.
All right. The right to register later. One to Jayapur Ashna. Astrologer, who was telling me?
Bhavananda Maharaj, he knows the astrologer in Mayapur.
In Swarup Ganj is one big astrologer. So he saw your photograph. He said, this is the face of the most powerful spiritual personality on the planet.
And what else?
Then he said that I can tell from his face that he can make a house in which the whole world can live peacefully.
At least I desire so. But your preaching was going on.
We were preaching in Berkeley, California. Our other parties are spread out all over the country. One party is in Massachusetts. Another party is in the South, Southern United States.
Where in Massachusetts?
Amherst area.
Douglas, California, Cape Cod.
Then another party is in Michigan. Another party in Illinois. Another party is Washington, in the state of Washington. There's a couple of others.
Sorry, his parties are working more. And book selling is going on?
Oh yeah, this past month we sold nearly 5,000 big books. And about 120,000 back to Godheads.
So you are surpassing what is his name?
Tripurari Maharaj.
No, we're just following in his footsteps.
He's on a bus now, so he's going to compete by making new devotees and expanding his ranks.
Competition among the gopis, who can satisfy Krishna more? In the spiritual world, there is also competition. Two parties, one Radharani's party and one Chandravali's party.
They were saluting us.
Outside there?
Yes.
When we distribute these books, Srila Prabhupada, we think that it is you who are distributing them. Because they are your books. We're simply assisting to offer them to people. It is actually you who are doing all the preaching.
It is Krishna's book. We are all servants, engaged. Yeah, your parents accusing me, and in India, the caste Brahmins accuse. My standing, I do not know where I stand. Your parents are accusing me, these rascals, converting our sons to become mendicants without any material enjoyment. And there, this rascal is giving sacred thread to the mlechas and javanas.
Is that why you keep traveling, Prabhupada, so they won't catch you?
Narad Muni was accused by Prajapati Dakha that you are traveling in the dress of a sadhu, but you are the most sinful man. You have turned my sons in the renounced order of life to become beggar without any advancement, without any enjoyment. So that accusation is always there, beginning from Narada Muni down to us. Some parents came to demonstrate.
In Los Angeles, yes. I understand they've demonstrated before, someone was saying. They had placards and they were marching.
In Laguna Beach, there.
Therefore, Dr. Judah has said,
he's dedicated his book to the parents and to the devotees.
He has tried to pacify the parents.
Yes. Another parent is coming to see you today.
To accuse me?
No. Her son said she's very favorable. She's the mother of Parikshit.
Your mother was very angry at her. You know that? When she came to see me, I told Mrs. Bruce, can you give me some money? I've given you two sons. She was very angry. Still you want money? And that's all right.
You asked them to bow down to her?
No, I asked him to bow down to her mother.
At initiation?
After initiation.
Did she
like? I gave her proper respect. Mother, after all, she's fortunate mother. She has produced such nice sons. I offer her respect. Yeah. Any of your mother and father, they're all very fortunate. And you are giving the best service to your family. Or Nitai's mother came. She looks very nice lady. Yes. And she, I think you're the first child.
Yes.
Remember, she looks young, not very old. Within 40?
Over 40, I think.
Over 40.
Within 50.
But she looks younger. And your grandmother?
She's 80.
Oh. The Dakha accused Narada that my sons are not out of the three kinds of debts. One debt is debtor to the saintly sages. Just like we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we are indebted to Vyasadeva. He has given such literature and we are taking advantage of it. As such, especially the Brahmana, they have got indebtedness to big sages and central persons. They receive knowledge from them. And they are indebted to the demigods. Therefore, they have to perform jagyas. And they are in debt to their father. If the father has brought them to this world. In this way, especially a brahmana is indebted to demigods, the past sages and the father. So, the indebtedness to the sages is performed by becoming brahmachari. And to the demigod by offering sacrifices. And to the father by begetting children to continue the progeny. So Narada Muni was accused that you keep them indebted to these and principles. How they can be liberated? Simply by dressing like you? A mendicant accusing. But perhaps he did not know there is another person in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Devursi Bhutapta Ninang Pitrina Nayang Rinin Nachakankara Rajan Sarvatmanaji Saranang Saranang Bhatavamakundam Parihit. Anyone who has fully surrendered to Krishna, he is no more debtor to anyone. And Krishna said that you surrender to me and I shall keep you protected from all kinds of harm. Because if you don't repay your debts, then you become sinful. But Krishna says, I shall protect you from all kinds of sin. So if anyone has surrendered to Krishna, he is no more debtor to anyone. He is immune from all obligations. His only obligation is to Krishna. Eaten up this
tree,
this skin.
Sometimes when we're reading Bhagavatam about the Prajapatis, they're such exalted persons.
Oh yeah, they are ordinary persons.
Yet sometimes they behave in such a way that is, you know.
That is after their living entity condition. They are also conditioned. They are not liberated.
They are not pure devotees.
No. They want enjoyment, material.
Still they are entrusted with very big posts.
Yeah.
But Lord Brahma, he's a Prajapati.
He's the chief Prajapati.
Isn't he a pure devotee?
No.
And yet he composed the Brahma Samhita.
Yes, he's devotee, not to the topmost extent.
Sometimes we hear that Lord Brahma incarnated as Thakur Haridas.
Yes.
Sometimes devotees say, then how come he's the head of our Sampradaya if he's not a pure devotee?
It doesn't matter. He's a devotee, that's all. There are grades of devotee, but on the whole, a devotee is a very exalted person. Just like gopis, nobody can be compared to the gopis. There are so many grades of devotee, but they are ultimate. And amongst the gopis, Radharani. So there is no comfort there, no more. Even Krishna is defeated there. Became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand the devotion of Radha. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Queen. Elizabeth? No.
Some black men there.
Queen or king?
Is there a black man?
A symbol for something.
Oh.
They usually make justice to be like that.
Oh. Listen there.
Very good.
Allegorical.
Huh? Allegorical?
It's not a historical person. One lady says learning, another they represent different things.
Oh, word.
I don't know what you got.
In person.
Cupid is there and is marked love.
Oh. Not taking any medicine?
No.
Yeah, it's continuing, it's not good.
I stopped eating anything but fruit, and that's what I did.
Examine your chest.
No.
Oh, you should examine your chest. Some congestion in the lungs.
Around our society now, there are many devotees who are following different kinds of diets. They read some book, and they get some idea.
This is not good.
And one of the things I see about the unique feature of all the diets that they have in common is that the devotees more or less stop taking the prasadam which is offered to the deity.
This is not good.
It seems to me that one of the important aspects of bhakti yoga is to depend upon Krishna for one's maintenance.
Yeah.
So whatever is offered to the deity, one should accept.
The prasadam is not suitable?
Well, it is standard prasadam. Chapatis, rice, dal, sabji,
so,
fruits.
Why they do not like?
Well, they are reading these books.
And becoming influenced.
Yes.
This is nonsense. This should be stopped.
A lot of devotees, they take these fasting for 20 days, 30 days fasting.
That means they're manufacturing their own way of life.
Yeah.
That's not good.
One of our best devotees, Srila Prabhupada, he recently left our association, and I know the biggest reason is that he was fasting completely from almost all foods for 30 days.
Fasting is good.
But
if one can fast, that is good. That is tapasya.
Yeah. But see, they read these books in addition. Yeah.
Fasting is not bad. If one can fast, that is very good.
Total fast, you mean?
Yes.
I remember in Los Angeles.
That is great austerity.
Srila Prabhupada, you said that we should not fast more than one day.
Yeah, I wanted to point out to you that the results...
No, artificial. That's like Raghunath Das Goswami. He was fasting, but he was not weak.
Yeah.
That fasting. And he fast artificially, and he become weak. He cannot walk. That is not required. That is called Mokkot Bairag. If you fast and at the same time you do not become weak, then that is the commandment. And after fasting, you cannot do a flat, fall flat. Then what is the use of fasting? Raghunath Das Goswami was fasting, but he was taking thrice bathing and offering obeisances 100 times. His regular activities was not stopped. And he was taking every alternate day a little quantity of butter. That's all.
We cannot imitate his position.
Very not. We have to work.
Yes. One of the important things about taking prasadam is that all the devotees sit together. It is actually a very spiritual activity, just yeah. Like in Chaitanya Chaitamrita.
Yeah.
The feast.
That is a government that we are following, but now it is not following.
Well, I have to say frankly, I have seen now that in many, I don't want to get into mentioning any names, but some devotees are preaching this.
Preaching? He's
yeah.
A nonsense.
Well, Rabbani Nandan Maharaj.
He's a rascal.
He's preaching on
this. He's a rascal. He's becoming a rascal day by day. Stop him doing this.
He's influencing other people. The whole the whole temple in Laguna Beach, they were doing this.
Then, what can I do? You are on GBC.
Well, now that we know, we'll take action.
Yeah? Rabbani Nandan is becoming less and less spiritual. He had good potential, but he is losing them.
You said that if we fast and we can't do our work and we become weak, and this is not so good.
This is not good. Not so not. Absolutely bad.
So, our devotional service comes first?
Yes.
So if there's let us say there's grain and rice being offered to the deity, and one finds that if he eats this, his service is impaired. Like so many times I've seen practically myself, if I overeat grains in the summertime, I drive around doing my service and I'm falling asleep.
Then which food stuff suits you?
What suits you, man? What food stuff?
Oh, fruits are more, they keep me more active.
So you take food? Fruit is also a part of the duty. There are the varieties of prasadam. So whichever suits you can take.
Prabhupada?
Anything artificial is bad.
In Los Angeles, they are charging money for the prasadam, and we find that it's cheaper to buy our own prasadam and offer it ourselves. They are charging money in Los Angeles for the prasadam each meal. So we find it is cheaper to
prepare your own?
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes, they will not let a householder take unless they pay money first.
75 cents for noon prasadam and 50 cents for breakfast.
So if you can prepare cheaper, you can do that.
All right. It's a type of cannon. You mentioned before that it is better that we not do so much cooking. If everyone is separately cooking, then that is such a time-consuming thing for everyone.
But if you said that if we cook, it is cheaper. Then, if it is cheaper, convenient, then you cook. I said that you save time. Don't go.
The cheapest thing is to cook. Cook one thing, cook for everyone.
Yeah.
That is the cheapest and quickest.
During Mayapur Festival, Srila Prabhupada, nicest thing was when we all sat down together and took prasadam.
Yeah.
500 devotees. It was nice spiritual activity. And everyone took
now,
what was
is
given.
The difficulty? I do not find.
The tongue, I think, Srila Prabhupada.
Chapati, rice is innocent food. What is the deal?
It's nice.
Over and above, there is fruit.
A lot of devotees are quoting you that they say that there's no need to eat grains. That you said grains were for the animals.
I'm not.
The Prabhupada is eating grains.
I tell them that.
Rascal, they say, prove us this. And you believe that.
I think the people are spoiled. If they go to India, they see, here they're turning down rice, there the people are dying for lack of rice.
What?
In India.
Uh-huh.
And here they're saying, oh, I don't want this and don't want that. I don't want this grain, that grain. But in India, people are dying for want of food. Here they're so spoiled.
Krishna's position. If he does not supply grains, then he's accused. And he supplies grains, then he's accused.
Everyone is accused.
Yeah, those scientists came to you, Srila Prabhupada, and even said milk was no good.
That is what they say in these books on health, these health books. They say that cow milk is no good.
What's that?
But meat is all right.
No, some of them, most of them don't say that. It's very contaminating to read those and to follow.
Therefore, follow taking prasadam. Let whatever may happen.
That's the best thing. Let us die eating prasadam.
That is devotee.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada, you encouraged us, all of us, to take much prasadam to our full satisfaction.
Yeah. I say still.
You said that that is one of our greatest weapons against Maya, is Krishna Prasad.
A good example of that these diets are not very good. I can testify.
Me too. The diets are not good or you are not good.
For 1 year to alter the diet in so many ways, and it never worked. It was useless.
I think that's for maintaining the right depth of the lake. They have a pump house down here. Maintain the depth of the lake by these things.
That is supplied or?
Yes.
Yes.
In Denver here, we have many businesses going on for you. And we are out engaging karmis in helping us retrieve Lakshmi. We are going to them for Lakshmi in so many ways. How is it that this engages them in, or does it engage them in Krishna's service? Do they make any benefit?
What they're doing by doing business? They are Girastas doing business?
They're outsiders, karmis. They manufacture jewelry and some shirts for which they get a salary.
Yes, but the devotees are maintaining the business. And like I myself go out and talk to rascals all day long. demons, malechas. Hmm. Am I engaging them in Krishna service by taking...
What you are doing with the money?
Pardon?
What you are doing with the money?
I'm giving it to the temple president so that we can buy a farm for you.
No. If you are engaging the money for Krishna, then it is all right.
He's asking about, is there any benefit to the karmis that he deals with because he engages in business activity with them? Do the karmis get benefit?
To some extent, they are helping Krishna consciousness more.
They also have this program in Pittsburgh. Same thing. They come to the temple and manufacture jewelry.
Sakarmana tamabharcha. It is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. You can see that. Everyone can work, but the result of the work should go to Krishna.
Blocks me from them so we can engage them more in Krishna's service. Mm.
Provided you engage them for Krishna's service. Otherwise, the Lakshmi will kill you. That's
take
like Sita.
Them.
Sita is Lakshmi. And Sita was taken by Ravana. The result was the whole family was killed. Because they did not use Sita for Ram's service. Soldiers can be engaged, not anyone else.
So my question is, supposing half of those men that are in our movement are householders, would it not be more beneficial that everyone engages in preaching work, or is that impractical?
Preaching is for the sannyasis, for the brahmacharya. And householder, because they are Brahmins, they can be engaged in deity worship and also earning money.
Business.
Yes.
So it's not more practical to earn money by preaching?
By preaching we can get money. Why should we go to the karmis?
Because you wrote me in a letter that as so far as you're concerned, you think that your books are enough to maintain this society.
I think so.
Yeah.
But if they think that by doing some other business, they'll get more money, then what can I say? This is very good business.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're preaching at the same time getting money.
Yes.
We have found in our experience that some kinds of men do better in doing business. They feel more satisfied in collecting money in that way for Krishna.
That's all right, but that money should be used for Krishna.
Yes. Different kinds of men have to be engaged in different ways. Otherwise they become satisfied.
Therefore, Krishna says sakarmana.
Sakarmana.
Anyone, he likes to do something. That is his karma. But by that karma, he can serve Krishna. Sakarmana tama bhaccha saṃsiddhi labhate nara. Saṃsiddhi means perfection.
In our preaching work, we will be able to maintain our temples, but with our business activities, we will be able to expand and buy all these farms and do so many things.
If it is favorable, do it, isn't it? Therefore, we have made program 50% must come to Krishna, at least.
Yeah.
Because that many people are involved.
In dieting, the best thing is to take prasad.
Definitely. It's a clear cut. My only feeling about...
And if our Pushtava men, the thing is they supply more spices. and especially that mustard. This is not good. This is private.
Should be mild, for sure.
Practically no spices, simply little cumin. And this turmeric. Turmeric you get from India, whole turmeric. This powder turmeric is very, very bad.
Unhealthy.
They put sawdust in it.
Huh?
They put sawdust in it.
That's all.
It's very unhealthy.
It is very cheating. Any powder and spice is not good.
Asafoetida also.
Huh?
Asafoetida?
Everything. Mm. As soon as this is powder, they mix with all of these things. And it is very easy to cheat you. You are susceptible for being cheated. And they take advantage of cheating. The best thing is to import spices from India whole. Mm. And so, either get it powdered, or during time of cooking, you make them paste. Mm. That is first class.
Crushing.
You just put the spices water, soaked in water for some time, and then in motor oil passing.
Yeah, smash it.
That is very nice.
And
he immediately press, prepare, and put into the vegetable. It will be tasteful,
yeah,
and it will benefit. All spices are beneficial.
And much cheaper.
Cheaper, of course, there is no question to you what is cheaper. For you, everything is damn cheap.
Damn cheap.
The Radha, yeah, Damodar party has very good prasadam program. This halava they make every morning, everyone is fully satisfied.
Mm-hmm. They're Zen men.
We give, we every morning we have...
So why do they not follow your principle?
It's very, and the devotees love it. Every day, Prabhupada, so,
every temple, give them example, invite them in your prasadam. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do today.
I noticed the devotees would wait for prasadam with great
sound. That is nice. It requires good leader, that's all. Snow, you must prepare very first class food stuff. And where is the complaint if it is first class?
This is all a concoction. Certain devotees have concocted. They have taken advice from other masters, food masters, what to eat, what not to eat. All concoction. It's clearly written in Bhagavad Gita, those foods which are sattvic, juicy, fatty, yeah, everything is mentioned there.
Guide them. Here, the main business is slaughter.
Yes.
In this state.
Cow country, it's called.
Huh?
This is called cow country.
Oh.
They call it that. On the highway, you see that. Cow country.
Chicago is also this.
Oh, very bad. That is very bad.
There's one area of the town that there's a bad odor.
Here also, this. Just like in Bombay, the Bandra.
Mm. Terrible.
It's his deity. I never seen it. Gets up early in the morning, wakes him up, cooks for him. Then we offer arati, then bathing and dressing the deity, sings for him all day. So devoted to Radha Dharma.
Sharat Siddhi. Achan Siddhi. Simply worshipping deity, one can become perfect. Archan Siddhi.
That's a great advantage of our bus. Now, we just traveled for 2 days in a row from San Francisco, but we did not miss one arati. We had six artis, full prasadam. We took bath on the bus in our shower room. We had regular classes, kirtan all day. Was
so why not 1 week with them? I'm prepared.